I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The new year brings opportunities for change, but sometimes it's not all that positive. For the church in Southeast Asia, the past few years have brought new leadership, fresh persecution, and increased violence. Noel Baketti of Asian Access says that Bangladesh, the Philippines, and India all showed new signs of persecution, and even now, local pastors are feeling the pressure.
Some of our key leaders, they're anticipating that this is the way the future is going to look, and they're trying to get their congregations, their leaders, their churches prepared and moving forward, presuming they'll be going underground fairly soon for some period of time.
Become a prayer warrior and learn how at missionnews.org. And sometimes a story on repeat presents an ongoing need. That's the case for Bibles for China, as Wendell Rovenstein explains.
When I share with our friends at Mission Network News, Bibles for China, China's where we do it. We have a passion for His Word and a heart for China and openness to God. It is a repetitive message that needs to be shared.
You see, Bibles for China's request from churches for Bibles hasn't decreased, it's increased.
With the Bibles increasing, we just had our board meeting in Colorado Springs this month. Their real concern is the Bibles is adequate, but the cry and the need and the ask in China is we need spiritual help tools. We need tools for our pastors.
And find out how you can help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? If so, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Current events plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.